Hello everyone, welcome to Shir Maseches Megillah. We're holding at the bottom of Kaf Ches Amud Beis, the Mamish, the last word. Tana Rabbanit, beginning of the Braisa. Okay, now turn to the next page. Kaf Ches Amud Aleph at the top. The Braisa says, Mevatel Talmud Torah lehotzos hameis. Mevatel Talmud Torah for whatever needs are needed to bury someone. L'achasas akala, and to bring akala to her chuppah. Yeah? Rashi learns it means that they used to take the kala from her father's house to her chuppah. I mean, essentially, a woman would have to do that nowadays, hopefully. But anything that's needed to take her to those places, mevatel talmud Torah if needed. Amar lov al Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Eli. Said Rabbi Yehuda bar Eli, that's not Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnayos. Shai mevatel talmud Torah lo tzos hameis v'chasas akala. That he would mevatel talmud Torah for these things. Seemingly, the Brice is making a point of showing that he did it just to say that it was something that is even a person like Rabbi Yehuda bar Eli's Torah became mevatel. And also that, there's not a machlokas about it. Apparently, it's what everybody does. The Medvar Mori, when is it true, the Brisa says, V'she'en shem kol tzarko. When is it true that you're mevatel Talmud Torah for needs for a burial when it doesn't have everything it needs to be buried? Aval yeshem kol tzarko, if there's enough people, you're not mevatel at. The Kama kol tzarko, how much considered all the needs of a Talmud Chacham, we're going to see it, Simon, a Talmud Chacham, to be buried. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Inya, Mishmei derav. Mishmei Derav, Tresar Alfei Gavri, 12,000 men, Vishita Alfei Shipuri, and 6,000 people blowing shofars. Vramila, others say the correct way to say it is, Tresar Alfei Gavri, Uminayu Vishita Alfei Shipuri. 12,000 men was correct, amongst them 6,000 people blowing shofars. But either way, quite a large amount over here, that you need to mevatel for whatever needs are needed for a Talmud Chacham, apparently are a large amount of needs. Again, when you see the Gemara says over here, we're talking about a Talmud Chacham to a certain degree. Says the Gemara, Ula Amar, Kigon Dechaitzi Gavri Me Avula Ad Sichra. Ula says that the amount would be enough people to make like a line of people, a wall of people, Rashi has, from the gate of the city until the cemetery. Yeah, Rav Sheshes Amar, Kinnisinasa Kach Nitilasa. The same way Torah was given, so too is the way it's taken away. Manasinasa B'shishim Mibo, Af Nitilasa B'shishim Mibo. The giving of the Torah with 600,000 people, so too when it's taken away has to be honored with 600,000 people. Hanimili, all of these big shiurim are Laman Dekari V'tani. Someone who learned Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh, learned Mishnayos. Av Laman Demasni, if he taught it, Leisli Shur, then there's no maximum. Many people, everybody comes to Mevatel Talmud Torah. In any circumstance, everybody has to go. Says the Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Omer, Bo Erei, Kamal Chavivim Yisrael, Fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Come and see how dear the Jewish people are to Hashem. Shebekol Malkum Shegolu, any place we went into Golus, Shechina Iman, the Shechina was with them. Golu Mitzrayim, they went to Golus in Egypt, obviously. Shkini Yamal, the Shkini was with them. Shenemar, Haniglo Niglesi, Leves Avicha, Biyosim Mitzrayim. Shem says, wasn't I exiled into your father's house when you were in Mitzrayim? Golu LeBavel, and went to Bavel in Golus. Shkini Imahem, Shenemar, Lema'anchem, Shilachti, Bavelo. Yeah, for your sake, I have been sent into Bavel. Ba'afkishayin Hasil Nigol, in the future they will have Golus. Shkini Yamal, the Shkini will be with them. Shenemar, Vashav, Hashem Elokecha, Eshevusacha, Veheshiv. Lo Nemar El Vishav says that Hashem will return himself. He will return your captivity. It doesn't say Veheshiv, that he will cause you to return from your captivity. Rather, he will return from captivity. Alamech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shav Imahem. So Hashem is going into captivity, is returning with them from captivity. Vibein HaGolius, from amongst the exile. Yeah. Now, one can wonder why this statement of Hashem Baruch Hu, this whole idea of Hashem going into Golus with Kali Yisrael is being brought over here. Perhaps it would suggest that there's a certain amount of golus that results from the death of a Talmud Chacham. That's what we were just speaking about. But that's just a theory of my own. I don't know anybody here on the page really didn't say anything. I have to wonder what it's about exactly. Bar says, B'bavel Heicho. Where do we see that Hashem was in golus with the Jewish people in Bavel? Amar Abayi. Abayi says, V'bei Kenishta V'Hutzal. You can find the Shechina, the base Medrash, and the basic Knesset, I should say, of Hutzal. And in the base Knesset that was destroyed and settled in Nahardah. Seemingly it was a place that had been destroyed. Rashi learns that when they went to Golus from Eretz Yisrael, they brought dirt and stones from Eretz Yisrael and built this place in Nahardah. So it was destroyed in Eretz Yisrael and built in Nahardah. You have in either place, velo tema, where it says, don't say hacha v'hacha, that the Shekhinah is going to be in either of them at the same, both of them at the same time. The Shekhinah is apparently found at any point in one of those two places. Amar Abayi, Tesi Li, Abayi says, I'm going to get a lot of schar. Parsa, whenever I was a parsa or less away from that spot, I would go up and daven there and make it my point to go out of my way, go daven in such a holy place. Avu and Shmuel, the father of Shmuel and Levi, two people. They were also in this place that we're speaking about, the Beis Knesses that had been destroyed and settled in Arda. The Shekhinah came. Shamakol Riksha, they heard the voice, the sound of commotion. Come of Anafku, and they went outside. They figured it was the Shekhinah seemingly because of that noise. Rav Sheshes was sitting there with Beit Kanishta, Shav and Asi ben Ardal, in the same place that had been destroyed and rebuilt in Ardal. Asi Shekhinah, v'lo nafek, he didn't leave. Asa Malachi Esharis, v'kam avasule, the Malachim came and wanted to scare him to get out. Amar lefanav, so he said, Rav Sheshes said, Rebono shel Olam, Aluv Shenu Aluv. You have a person that is offended or insulted, a person that is downtrodden, and one that is not. Meaning me, Rav Sheshes, the downtrodden one, Rashi learns because he was blind, and the non-downtrodden one would be the Malachim. Who gets pushed off for the sake of who? The Bach has a little of addition of a girsa over here. Someone that is yachol, someone who is able and someone not able. He felt that he was obviously less able due to his blindness. But he's asking, why should I have to leave? I'm anyways a downtrodden person. So Amar lahu shivku, and indeed Hashem said to these Malachim to leave him alone. Here's the Gemara. Ve'ehi lahem lemikdash ma'at. Hashem says, I will be, or I have been, for them, to the Jewish people, as a small mikdash, even after the Bate Mikdash were destroyed. That is talking about Hashem's representation is found in the Beis Knesset and the Bate Midrash of Bavel. Yeah. Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar says, Ze Beis Rabbeinu Sheba Bavel. This is the house of Rav, the Amora Rav, that was in Bavel. Either way, you get to see a Mikdash Ma'at represented in these places. Darash Rava, my Dixi, what does it mean, Hashem Ma'on Atal Yisraelanu? Hashem, you have been like a sanctuary, a house, a dwelling for us. And the end of that pasuk says, in every generation, Hashem has been that. Elo Bata Kinesios, Bata Minjoshes. These are every generation, Hashem is those houses that he has. He has a house for us, are the shuls and the Bata Minjosh. Amar Abayi, Mereish Havai Grisna Bebesa. In the beginning, I used to learn in my house, Matzela Bebekinishta, and with David in the shul. Came into Shamis Lahadag Amar David. Once I heard this thing that David HaMelech said, Hashem, Ahavti Me'on Besecha, I love the dwelling place of your house. Yeah? Havai Grisna Bebekinishta. I decided to start learning also in the Beis Knesses. I would Davka leave my own home to go learn in Hashem's home. Yeah, in the Beis Knesses. Yeah. There's also Hagav the Bach over here. Where he adds in that he would only learn in the shul. Dafka would never learn in his house because of this, so that is kind of difficult just because certainly if a person is found in his home, he should learn there if he can. So unless it was just the fact that he was never at home any time that he could learn. Whenever he could learn, he would leave and go to shul. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar Tanya. Baisa says, Rabbi Lazar HaKapar Omer, Asidim Bata Kinesius Bata Mirjasha Shabavla Shikavu Be'eretz Yisrael. These shuls in Bate Medrash and Bavel are going to be in the future established in Eretz Yisrael. Shenavar ki ketavar beharim uchekarmel bayom yavo. Now, the Pashup Shah on this pasuk doesn't make it clear exactly what we're saying, but it's clear from the understanding that we're learning over here that there's a mountain called Tavor and a mountain called Karma, both in Eretz Yisrael. But apparently there at one point they were not. They moved across the sea at the time of Matan Torah is how we're learning over here. And they were, we'll see them later in the Gemara, they actually had a discussion with Har Sinai, but they are now mountains in Eretz Yisrael, and they were big mountains not in Eretz Yisrael at one point. So the Gemara says, V'halo, Zivarm Kav V'chomer. V'ma Tavor V'kamer Shalobo Elifei Shah. They came at the time, Lilmod Torah. They came by the time of Maimon Har Sinai to go learn Torah. Nikvayim Eretz Yisrael, and for that, they get established in Eretz Yisrael. They're there in Eretz Yisrael today. Batim B'kinesios, Batim B'joshu, Shikorim, Arbitzinem Torah, so Beis Medrash, and shuls that your marbits Torah in them, they read Torah in them, Allah has come kama all the more so. Yeah. Darish Bar Kapar, my Dixie, what does it mean? It says, Lama Tarastun Harim Gavnunim. It really means why, Tarastun means like, why did you run the lofty mountains? But we're going to Darshan, that means a little different. It says, Yatsis Abasko, the Omer Lahem, Lama Tirtu Din Im Sinai. Why are you, big mountains, trying to make a court case with Har Sinai? Kulchem Bali Mumin. You big mountains are Bali Mumin. Atem. You have Mums. Etzel Sinai compared to Sinai. Ksiv Halcha Gavnunim. It's called you Gavnunim, lofty mountains. Ksiv Halcham. Oh, Gibein Odak. When it's talking about the different blemishes that make an animal unfit to be a courtman, one of them is Gibein, which is probably something to do with the eyes or eyebrows. Yeah. Amar Avashi. Rashi says, Shema Mina. Haiman the Yahir. Baal Mum Hu. Someone who is arrogant, that's considered a Baal Mum. These mountains were arrogant. That was their Mum. That's why Sinai, we all know, the Torah was given in Sinai because of the Midah of Anava that it had being the smallest mountain. Now the Gemara back to quoting the Mishnah. Eino Simasol Kapanja. One cannot make a shul into a shortcut. You have my Kapanja. What is a Kapanja? Amar Rava Kapanja Kishma, just like its name. My Kishma. What does that mean? What's its name mean? Kamad Amar, like someone who says, Adam Akifna Adari, instead of going around all these houses, Euli Baha, I'll just go up through here, make a shortcut. Yeah. It's so the word Kapanji is like a shortened version of those words. Amar Abahu, Im Haya Shvil Meikara Mutr. If the base medrash of base Knesset was built somewhere where it was originally a path, and that path remains, you can use that path and you can make that shortcut. Mutr. Amar Nachum Mar Yitzchak, Anichnas Almanah Shelo Lasos Kapanji. One who went in not intending to make it a shortcut, Mutr Lasos Kapanji. On the way out, he's allowed to take the shorter exit. Yeah, I mean, you went in to learn, and there's two entrance ways you could go out. The one that is now more convenient for you, depending on where you happen to go. One who goes into a shul to daven, it's mutter for him to make it a kapanjia. And it's actually a hagah from the Gravi here that says it's a mitzvah for him to make a shortcut. If you go there to daven, there's an inyan specifically to leave from an entrance that you did not walk into. As it's going to say, and this would be supportive of the growth here, so Shenemar, Uvavo Am Ha'aretz Lifnei Hashem, when the people would come in front of Hashem B'Mo'adim on the holidays, Habo Derech Shar Tzofon, Miyishtachavu Seyitzei Derech Shar Negev. The one who came through the northern gate to bow down should leave to the southern gate. And the pasuk continues the other way around also. So based on that, it would seem there's an inyan to leave Dafka a different way you came in to a shul. Yeah. Continues the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah again. Olubo Savim Lo Yislo Shemidag Mosnefesh. Yeah, we said if grass grew, you don't rip it out for Agmas Nevesh, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. You leave the grass there so people will daven that the place be rebuilt. But Tanya, the price says, Eino Tole Shemachil, Avot Tole Shemeniach. Yeah, you're not allowed to rip it out if you're going to try to eat those grasses or feed it to animals, but you can rip it out and leave it there. So the kasha seems to be that why is it saying the Mishnah entirely not to rip it out? Sometimes you can rip it out. To say, no, kitana nami masisin tole shemachol. The thing that is being forbade in the Mishnah is to rip it out and feed it to animals. But yes, one could rip it out and leave it there. Leaving there also serve the purpose that people will daven for the rebuilding of the place. Tanan, the Mishnah says, tana nami masisin tole shemachol tanan. That's what our Mishnah is teaching. Tanar abanim. Beis HaKvaris, Ein Ogim Mekalas Rosh. Also a cemetery, one cannot be lightheaded there. Ein Marin Behen Behemo, you can't have an animal use it as a bathroom. In Malich Behen Amas Amayim, you can't make the channel of water go through there. Bein Malakta Behen Asavim, you cannot gather grasses there, meaning use those grasses that are growing over the graves, you can't do that. Bimlikate Sorfan Bimkomon, if you did, you have to burn them. Renei Kovin Mason. Now this phrase is unidentified where it's going on, but some of this, whatever we said, is for the honor of the dead. So Gemara asks on that, Ahaya, where is that phrase going? Ilema Asefa, if it's on the Seifa, they have to burn the grass for the honor of the dead. Kevin Shasarfan, Bimkoman, my covet, Mesimika. Once you've burnt them, what covet is that? Not around. Ela Aresha. It's going on the Aresha, the general comment that this Bryce began with. There's no Kalas Rosh. Yeah, there's no Kalas Rosh there before the covet of the Mesim. That's what that means. Well, let's read through the Mishnah here. Mishnah says, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios for Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Adar came on Shabbos, Korim and Parshish Shkolim. That's when you have the Arba Parshios this Mishnah is going to be talking about. That's when you have Parshish Shkolim. Now we end up, as we see the Gemara elaborate, it doesn't have to be Mamish on Rosh Chodesh. It could be that Rosh Chodesh is slightly before or after that Shabbos. But it's going to be the Shabbos that's near Rosh Chodesh in any event. So that's Parshish Shkolim. And this year, for example, Rosh Chodesh was slightly before. I should correct myself, slightly after. Chalios was Socha Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh came out in the middle of the week, then Makdim in L'Sha'avar, right? Then you go to the previous Shabbos, as the Mishnah is saying, right? You go to the previous Shabbos in Shkolim. Umafsik in L'Shabbos Acheris, and then you're going to take a break the next Shabbos. It's not going to have anything the following Shabbos, none of the four Parshios. Bashnia Zochar, then the next one that you'll read in Parsha Zochar, that's always the Shabbos for Purim. Bashlishi's Para, the third one you read is Para, Para Duma, the Parsha of the Red Cow. Yeah, Baravis, and the fourth one, which comes out around Rosh Chodesh Nisan time, Achodesh Zelechem. Yeah, that's the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yeah, it's not the regular Rosh Chodesh laning, it's a different part, but it's in Parshas Bo, where we talk about the idea of Nisan being the beginning of the year. B'chamishis, and then in the fifth week in this setup, chozen the Kesidron, you go back to whatever the normal maftir would be. For everything where mafsik, we interrupt on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah, Purim, Tanias, Ma'amados, Yom Kippurim. Thing means to say that all these things, if they come out on Shabbos, you would somehow change what the regular reading or regular maftir would be. Yeah, that's Rashi learns over here, that you stop whatever the regular reading would be, and you read it into the moed or whatever the special occasion is. Yeah, Ma'amados we don't have again nowadays, but we learned about this earlier, that the special readings would be if they fasted and weren't answered, they'd be Ma'aseh Bereishis, so that apparently also interrupted the normal Seder of Parshios that they had. Thank you for listening. With Hashem, we'll continue next time.